You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. It's actually a beautiful Monday. Despite how abysmal Sunday looked like, today is a beautiful day. And Big Rig's on the board. Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You came back for another week.
I did.
This is all good.
It's fun over here.
funner on your side of the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. Good day to you. Did y'all have a good weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to Gunnersville and ate I think it's called, what's it called, Big Mike's?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
at City Harbor on the water?
Yeah, City Harbor is really beautiful over there. My wife loves it, so we took a day trip out there and brought the kids.
And you got three youngins.
Yeah, we had three kids over there. It was a 3-hour wait for Big Mike's.
1 hour per kid.
Yeah.
Nice.
And she loves the steak so much that we had to wait. So three kids, 3 hours. It was.
It better have been an epic steak at that point.
It was.
Okay.
It
was. Well, we got an epic show laid on for you, so stand by for this. So, 2:30 today. I'm sorry, 3 o'clock today. I got our numbers wrong here on the board. 3 o'clock today, Major General Joe Arbuckle calling in. He is a retired 2-star who's been on the show multiple times. And General Arbuckle is a strategic level planner. We're going to be talking with him about what's going on with the strikes against Iranian proxy targets. So, 3 o'clock today, Major General Joe Arbuckle. Stand by for that. And then at 4 o'clock today, State Senator Sam Gavan calling in. Sam Gavan represents a better part of the Huntsville area. But State Senator Gavan is coming in to give us a sort of a heads up on some legislative matters because, yes, indeed, the state legislature goes into session tomorrow. And so the state will no longer be safe for a period of about 130 days. But stand by. We'll talk to State Senator Sam Gavan about that. And then I got a triple dipper just full of stuff, so hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, number one, strategic response. That's what I'm calling it. The fact that we are now responding as opposed to taking, you know, preemptive action. Responding, but nonetheless, is strategic. Is it strategic? I don't know. We'll talk to General Arbuckle about that, but a strategic response is the name of the dipper as to the attacks being launched by the U.S. against Houthis, Hezbollah, ISIS, and others. Stand by for that one. And then number two, in session, legislature's going in, man. What are they going to get done, if anything? We'll talk about that with State Senator Sam Gavan. I mean, we got major legislation, and then we got little stuff that you might not know is ever going to happen because it won't be reported, but it's out there, and it's important nonetheless. So we'll talk about what's going on in session. And then I might even rearrange the order on this, but number three on the Triple Dipper is scheduled to be the border bill. The border bill. Y'all, the border bill's out, and it's a goat rodeo, let me just tell you right now. So, yeah. Number three on the Triple Dipper, maybe move it to number two. We'll see how things play out. The border bill. All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across the northern half of Alabama, Southern Immediate Care is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and they are awesome. Open 7 days a week at all locations. They'll see all ages. Come on in if you need something. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, Southern Immediate Care, the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to cobble together some seemingly random thoughts, but stay with me here because I'm going to tie it all together, I promise. So several things happened in the last few days, all of which give me hope for tomorrow, seriously. Three separate unrelated events that all come together in my mind with the message that there is another great generation out there in America. Folks are younger than me who have every bit of the heart that it takes to carry the torch forward and preserve who we are as a people. And let's be honest, every one of us worries about that sometimes. So will the next generation care about what we built? Will the next generation be willing to sacrifice to preserve our way of life if necessary? Will the next generation care about the history, the traditions, the values, the liberties that established the United States of America in the same way that the generations before them did? It's not an unreasonable question. And in today's crazy cultural climate, it seems like a question that we actually have no choice but to ask. But yeah, over the past few days, I got some reassurances. So the first incident of the three that I'm talking about occurred this past Saturday morning. So my friend and fellow Right Side Ruffian, Allie from Athens, she invited me to speak to a veterans gathering on Saturday morning at the Alabama Veterans Museum in downtown Athens. I'm going to tell you, that museum is spectacular. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, sometimes you go to those Saturday morning coffee gatherings and you wonder if there's going to be at least a dozen people there. Well, let me tell you, there were over 100. Veterans of all ages celebrating their service, standing for the anthem, loving their country. Just a room full of servants and patriots, and all of them salt of the earth. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. But in my comments, I spoke about being a generational soldier. So I'm one of many in my family who, just like you, have other family members who served, and their service then inspired me to serve. And I told the group Saturday morning that there's a move afoot right now to try and get away from generational service, and I take issue with that. I told them that, in my opinion, we need a military that is so empowering, so inspiring, so positive in its presence that the next generation will look at it and know that they want to be a part of it too. Well, what got me, though, was the reaction in the room. There was no negative shaking of the head. There was no disdain for younger folks. There were no old fogies disrespecting the younger folks. No, none of it. There was an absolute agreement that not only do we want the next generation to serve, but that we need the next generation to serve. I'm here to tell you, America believes that the next generation is so vitally important. And that was my encouraging moment number one, was seeing their reactions. But the second one was last night. Now, unless you've been away from any kind of media, you've probably already seen a clip of singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman performing her hit ballad, Fast Car, with country music artist Luke Combs. I remember Fast Car when it came out in the late 80s. It's a soulful ballad, talks about being down on your luck, trying to get by, wishing for a better day. It was one of those once-in-a-lifetime songs that just hit everybody right in the late 80s when it came out. Well, fast forward 3 decades later, and Luke Combs decided he wanted to do a country version cover of Fast Car. But last night at the Grammys, an event that I have not even cared about in years, Tracy Chapman came out of retirement and sang a duet of Fast Car with Luke Combs, and it has taken the nation by storm. It was one of those music moments where you can just tell that everything was perfect. I mean, every note, every lyric, the audio, the lighting, especially their voices, and not a single person had to say something like, well, she's black, or well, he's white, or lifestyle this, or politics that. They just sang, and you could tell it hit all the right notes, literally. It was magical. It just seemed like it moved us away from cultural tensions, and at the risk of being melodramatic, I would also say it was like today's generation and the generation before were bridging some kind of a cultural gap together. It was an example to the nation for just a minute of actual harmony, and we need more of that. And that was my encouraging moment number two. And the third and seemingly unrelated example was a National Guard recruiting commercial. I know it sounds like I'm conflating some disparate incidents here, but I'm not. This commercial, which I'm learning now is actually not that new, is called The Next Greatest Generation Is Now. The Next Greatest Generation Is Now. It was a series of videos and voiceovers that showed kids stepping up to become warriors, doing the hard things, slogging through the mud, carrying the loads, helping others, working as a team, earning the right to wear their badges and their uniforms. It was everything that should be in a recruiting commercial. And I'll be honest with you, I was inspired, and I'm an old guy. I have since read that the soldiers and the airmen that were featured were actual guardsmen, not actors. And the voiceover states this. It says, quote, "We've come of age in a complex world, face to face with problems we didn't create, so what's going to happen next? We are. Because our future is the future, and the life we have chosen has prepared us for this. So we're going to build bridges and hospitals in a day. Families, feed families from disaster, and those who are left out in the cold will be rescued. We will do all of this and more because we have an appointment with destiny. The next greatest generation is now." They did all of that while showing actual troops doing what troops do. And none of it was easy. None of it was woke. None of it focused on DEI or watered-down standards. And I watched that commercial, and I got that sense that we're going to be okay. It just came over me. It's the feeling you get when you know you have no choice but to trust the next person to do the job that you've always done, and then you watch them do it, and it actually works. That commercial was my encouraging moment number three. So I'll be honest, I wish I didn't have to be reminded. I mean, I wish it would just naturally be assumed the next generation has got this. But the world's a crazy place, and like most of you, I have a sense of ownership. I have pride of authorship that goes along with wanting the USA to be here for another 250 years and beyond that. I feel like I do because I know that I've been a part of building something great, and that I followed the generations of my family and your families that built something great. And I really want to know that the greatness, the joy of living here, the pride in being a God-blessed great nation is something that won't stop when my time is up. And over the past few days, in some things that might seem unrelated, I got to see America. I got to see it in the salt of the earth veterans and patriots who believe that what we've built is worth passing on to the next generation. I got to see it, really hear it, in a song that spanned generations and spoke about overcoming, sung by people who some say are not supposed to be able to harmonize together because of some kind of imaginary barriers. And I saw it in a commercial designed to inspire young folks to be a part of something bigger than themselves, portrayed by young troops who are actually getting it done now. Oh yeah, I agree. I believe the next greatest generation is now, and it has to be, because we need it to be. So you men and women in the next generation, you guys have got this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, y'all. But I know you guys know what I mean when I say we have that pride of authorship and that sense of, you know, having belonged to something that was bigger than ourselves. And we just want the next generation to take it and run with it. And I'm going to be honest with you. As discouraged as I get sometimes, I have been super encouraged of late. I believe the next generation is the next greatest generation. And I'm looking forward to watching it happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.